Rarely has a campaign turned so much on the fine details of labor statistics. If there's one person who started the obsession, it's Governor Walker.
I want to make a first-of-its-kind campaign announcement that I think is going to be earth-shattering.
In 2010, with the state and nation reeling from a recession, Walker gave voters a concrete promise by which they could judge him.
I pledge to you here today and to all the other citizens of the state of Wisconsin that by the end of my first term, we will create 250,000 new jobs in this state.
After Walker was sworn in, the early numbers were good. His office highlighted them with regular press releases. Then in July of 2012, the last jobs report before last summer's state Senate recall elections, the governor went big. He held a press conference to announce preliminary jobs numbers for June.
The good news for us in the state of Wisconsin is in the month of June, we saw a net new job increase of 9,500 jobs. 9,500 jobs.
All of these numbers came from monthly surveys of employers by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They were all estimates. And Governor Walker understood that when he released his positive jobs numbers last summer.
And this is part of a formula the Department of Workforce Development does with the U.S. Department of Labor through the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It is a consistent objective measure that's used here and in every other state across the country. So these aren't numbers that we piped up for this. These are the numbers that come in through the system that the federal government acknowledges.
The thing is, those good job numbers started looking bad. So bad that by the end of the year, the best data available showed Wisconsin was one of the few states to lose jobs in 2011. Democrats, like gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett, had a new line of attack on Walker.
The nation gains jobs, Wisconsin loses jobs.
Timing is everything in politics, and so this year's April employment numbers were being watched closer than most. They would be the last jobs report before the June recall. But Walker's administration was sending early signs that it was watching different numbers.
Is Wisconsin employment growing? I'm throwing the challenge flag. I'm going to be Mike McCarthy, and I'm going to challenge the spot of the ball.
A YouTube video surfaced last week featuring State Department of Revenue economist John Koskinen talking about positive measures of Wisconsin's economy. On Wednesday, the administration took the unusual step of releasing quarterly census data from Wisconsin employers before it was vetted by the federal government. Under this measure, which is more detailed, Wisconsin gained 23,000 jobs in 2011. Walker said it was the standard by which jobs should be counted.
No matter what you feel about the timing, no matter what you feel about the process, the facts are the facts, and the facts don't lie.
By Thursday, Walker Department of Workforce Development Secretary Reggie Newsom took that a step further. When estimates showed Wisconsin lost more than 6,000 jobs in April, he dismissed them.
We can't depend on this inaccurate information.
It was a radical departure from last year, when Walker himself called the monthly numbers a consistent, objective measure used in every other state. Barrett accused Walker of using new numbers to confuse voters.
It's clear what he's trying to do. He is trying to gum up the numbers. There's absolutely no question about it.
Lost in the back and forth over which numbers are better is the fact that none of the numbers bode well for Wisconsin, says UW economist Steve Deller.
What it's showing, basically, is that the state is stagnating.
Walker's administration has not released details of the final employment data from last year, so there's no breakout of private sector jobs. But based on the total numbers Walker's administration released this week, Wisconsin is on pace to hit the governor's 250,000 job milestone in about a decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.